questions.
Well, Puka played today, and that obviously wasn't the case last week. I guess, first of all, how was it determined that he was going to be able to play?
Well, I think probably the easiest thing for me to do is just talk about the fact that he was available today, and that's about all we can say from there. I don't really have any other information other than he was available today, which was great.
And when did you find that out?
We found it out late last night. Late last night. But, you know, once again, those things can change on a moment's notice.
Describe the burst that he provides.
Man, the guy's got a real third gear, man. There's no doubt about it. We knew he had that. And the thing that I really like about him is he possesses a lot more strength for a little guy than you think. He broke some tackles today that I felt like he could. He can be going full speed and make a move with that. You know, I've been in a league, you know, several leagues where guys can do that. And, I mean, he reminds me of those guys. He can go.
The road streak, it's over and it's done with. What does it mean for this program and this team?
Well, I think for our program and for our fans, for our stakeholders, that, you know, that was really important, obviously. It was very important for all of us and that we end that. You know, our fans deserve better, and I'm glad it's over. Put it that way. We're really glad it's over, but at the same time, we're looking forward to starting a new beginning and trying to get us on a little win streak here. We think we got a pretty good football team if we just continue working and continue limiting the you know, mistakes that we make and self-impose things. We think we get those fixed, we got a chance to be okay.
Last week the defense was pretty decent, and today it was gave up one first down the entire first half. You think you have a good veteran defense here, maybe?
You know, I think we have a pretty good squad over there. You know, we've only seen two teams, so I'm not going to put the cart before the horse, but I know this. I know Clint does a terrific job. He's worked his rear end off this summer, him and that whole staff over there. We tried to collectively go get some pieces that we felt like we needed to fill some gaps. And, you know, today, those guys showed up to play. And I thought that they really practiced well all week. They responded well from last week. And I didn't really expect anything less from them today. Just going into the game, I felt like we matched up pretty well with some of the things that we possessed based on what they did, and it held true. You know, I wasn't sure we could create as many turnovers as we did. That was a good surprise to see.
A lot of guys played a factor in making this possible, but did Puka seem to really ignite it with his two big touchdown runs in that second half?
I think they all did, you know, but I think those are two plays that you don't get to take out and say, yeah, it wasn't no big deal, because it was. I mean, when you got a guy that explosive, that can do the things that he can do, he can change games. I mean, a single guy can make a difference on a team a lot of times, right? I don't know that he can take you single-handedly to new heights all by himself, but I think he can certainly get it started and make guys around him better.
Is whatever the deal that kept him from playing last week, is that done and behind you, or is it a...
Man, I honestly, what I told you is all I can say. That's all they've told me I can say at this point. So I'm hoping so.
Week-to-week thing, maybe?
I actually just talked to somebody off the field, and that's what I was told that I need to say. So that's what I said.
How complete was the effort by this team winning offense, defense, and special teams?
Well, you want to play complimentary football, and I've stood in front of you guys a bunch talking about not doing that, right? And when you do that, the outcomes usually work out for you. And today I thought we did a pretty good job of playing fairly sound against a really good special teams unit. John Bonamigo is one of the best special teams guys there is around. He really is a good one. That punter's hard to deal with, man, because he does a great job of rolling. He kicks it back across the field. I mean, there's a lot of hidden yards that you get there. I thought our guys did about as good a job preparing for them as you could. John does. He gives you so many problems. When we were watching kickoff coverage, their kickoff coverage, until we left this morning, just what the kicker told us and the things, so we didn't get bit by some of the things that John's able to do. He's such a smart coach. So I thought our guys did a great job. Coach Perry, once again, did a terrific job having those guys ready. And we used a lot of people. We used more than one punter. You know, we used more than one kickoff guy. I think we got some guys that, if we need them, we've got some guys that can really help us.
Last week, Central Michigan got gashed for two long touchdown runs. Was there something on tape that you saw that you guys were able to exploit their run defense?
Well, I think they're a good unit now defensively. They got some pieces now. That number 8, Malik Fountain, is a really good football player. They lost a couple of key players from last year. The safeties were really good players. You know, they had some really talented D linemen. They have one of them that's on a roster right now, I think, that he was a defensive end for them last year, gave us all kind of fits. But, you know, they looked very talented, but we felt like we had good angles against them, and we felt like we had a good plan. And, you know, having Puka was a big plus for us, because it kind of gives us a little bit of a change up there, because he's so explosive.
Hey, David, now that it's over, can you just speak to not having to talk about the losing streak, I guess, when did it come up for you guys? Did it hurt in recruiting? I mean, what are some of the obstacles that that sort of thing provides for you guys?
You know, we really tried very, very hard not to ever think about those things. I know that that sounds cliche-ish, but we only focused on the things that we could control, right? And we knew that that was something that we had to, we felt like we had to really get that thing over with for our fans and for our stakeholders, for the university and all the people that came before us. That was extremely important for us. And now that it is over, certainly the ones that use it against us in recruiting, it might be difficult for them to do so, particularly if we keep it up.
I saw you embrace Dan Anderson. Joe Daniel obviously came back for a moment like this. I guess, who do you think about in a moment like this? I mean, who first pops to your mind?
Man, my family first. Really, you just named them. Seeing Dana over there, I mean, he was in tears, which there's a real passion that he has for this university. I mean, and he shows it. He actually does a lot of things for this university. And it's not easy stuff. He works his tail off for this university and does so much. So for him, you know, it really is important. And then, you know, our AD, just getting him off to a good start there and getting that off, not having to have something that Jeff has to deal with, you know, moving forward. I think of our coaches. I think of our players, you know, and I think of our community, because those are things that they continue to have to kind of see every day, or see when we go on the road, and now they don't have to see that anymore, right? So, but it's up to us to try to keep that streak going on the road too. So,
take two more.
This is a tough week. Was there a moment where you thought you guys might be okay? Was there a moment in practice, a moment when you saw a guy do something, or that you thought this team might be resilient, you might be able to get this?
I mean, really, when we came back to work on Monday, I knew it's just a really veteran group, and unfortunately, they've been through a lot. But fortunately, they've been through a lot. And, man, I think I've said it before. Man, there's times when they lift us up, and you're like that dude, Joe? Sure. So.
Saw you with the play sheet today. Was there anything different with how you guys organized that today, or was that status quo?
No, I thought Meech called a really good game. I thought he did exactly what we talked about in the game plan. Him and Clint and Kenny did a terrific job of doing their job. Like I said, I thought Meech did a really nice job of managing that clock in the second half. It was a little bit challenging because we didn't burn much time in those first couple of drives, so we felt like we needed to get some time off that clock, and I thought he did a great job handling that.
You made a change at center for starting, and then had a bunch of different combinations on the O-line today. Are you feeling like you're seeing something that you might be able to go with moving forward? Or?
Well, we certainly needed to use more guys. We felt like we had some depth, and we wanted to make sure of it, and putting them in the game is something that we had to see. Now, I can't tell you how well they played right now because I got to go look at it on the videotape, but that was the plan, to use some guys. We needed to see what they could do. We really did. We needed to see what they could do and if they could give us the depth that we needed, and if we had somebody that could beat somebody out, because we did have some new guys. So.
All right, thank you.
Thanks a lot.